What it do? We are talking about that Raw today, you know. WrestleMania is, you know, up almost upon us, so we just want to start talking about a few things that happened in Raw and SmackDown, if y'all are interested. I know there's some WWE fucking fanatics out there, you know, that's been watching it since fucking the chop crotch, the DX days and shit like that, so NWO days. So, with that being said, let's talk about a little bit what happened on Raw today, or last Monday. I mean, not a lot happened. You know, you got, you know, the big dog, Roman Reigns, you know, caught himself being suspended last week for trying to talk big and talk shit on Brock Lesnar. If y'all don't know, you know, he calls him a fucking lazy and all of this shit, yada, yada, yada. But meanwhile, Brock Lesnar's been paying his dues since the early 2000 days, you know. And they do this every time. It's the same, like, they don't even try to be original with it. Like, John Cena, they fucking did that to The Rock. And then I think Roman Reigns did that to John Cena. And now he's doing it to Brock Lesnar, where they call him a part-timer. But it's a little different, because obviously Brock Lesnar, he doesn't, like, do movies or shit. But it's always the same premise, you know. I bust my ass here. I do my job, which I'm supposed to do, and these motherfuckers who've been here, you know, for 10 years, you know, only want to be here half the time, and yada, yada, yada. And I don't want to give my predictions just yet of who's going to win who on WrestleMania, which, I mean, I feel like it's obvious. But, I mean, for one, Roman Reigns coming down when he's supposed to be suspended, so the U.S. Marshals come in, arrest him, and he's beating her ass with handcuffs tied, handcuffed to the front, not in the back, to the front. I've never seen no shit like that. And he's elbowing the shit out of them, and then Brock Lesnar comes down and gives him the 1-2 fucking suplex city, fucking German suplex, followed by multiple fucking chair shots. And then comes back down the ramp and pushes him down. Doesn't even do nothing, but you had Asuka and fucking Alexa Bliss fighting. If you didn't see the match last week where everything went down, I suggest you go see that. That was interesting. You got to see, you know, Alexa Bliss talk crazy shit on her and Nia have like a meltdown. I don't think they're, there's a few things that happened. Now we have, like I said, Alexa Bliss and Asuka fighting, and Asuka went in from a count out, and from that, Nia Jax comes down screaming, fucking mows down fucking Mickie James, who's a fucking tool, just an idiot. I mean, I know she wants to get her spotlight and shit, and that's the role that they give her, but it's like, alright. But, now you have Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss for WrestleMania, which, I mean, we'll see how that goes. And then you got, Braun Strowman, you know, taking on everyone in the tag team division. You know, I'm interested to see who his partner is gonna be. That'll be interesting. You also got John Cena, you know, challenging The Undertaker, talking shit on him. You know, he'll probably show up at the last week of Raw. We'll see how that goes. Trying to squeeze in a lot of information right now. What else? You got Bayley, Sasha. You know, they're going through their whole thing where they're going to eventually, you know, face each other for WrestleMania. I mean, it's the same old shit if you've seen last week. In the Miztourage versus the Balor Club, you know, that just stems from the Miz about to face Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. And then you got the Ultimate Deletion, which, I mean, I need way more time to talk about that. So holler at me. I'm on the next one, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Ultimate Deletion. Delete, delete, delete.